This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to plateau, according to new state data. There are 313 people hospitalized with COVID, a number that's hovered above the 300 mark since June. Nearly 60% of those in the hospital are unvaccinated, and transmission is also flat. The seven-day rate of positive tests is at 10.6%. The overwhelming majority of the cases are the highly contagious BA5 variant. Workers at a Trader Joe's grocery store in Boulder are attempting to unionize. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports a petition was filed with the National Labor Relations Board earlier this week by the union representing the workers.
The Boulder store is the third Trader Joe's to file for an election in the U.S. President of Colorado's UFCW Local 7, Kim Cordova, says grocery workers are realizing the leverage they have, especially after some King Soopers workers in Colorado voted to strike earlier this year and got better wages and benefits in a new contract.
Workers know how essential they are now. They know that the power lies with the people that do all the work, the frontline workers. And Trader Joe's is no different.
Cordova says the Boulder Trader Joe's employs about 100 people. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Much of western and southern Colorado could see flooding today. Heavy rain is expected to fall this afternoon through the evening. People near wildfire burn scars should be especially careful since there will be a high risk of slides. Most of the Denver area will avoid the rain, but Boulder is likely to see gusty thunderstorms. Right now in Denver, it's 76 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.